How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Glenn Tonger joining us today as we talk about the slaughter of cattle prices in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or ileal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Without advance warning, cattle prices got slaughtered last week, right after we got news of the beef packing plant in Holcomb, Kansas being shut down due to fire. Glenn Tonger says while cattle prices tanked, we saw higher wholesale box beef prices and profitability for packers going sharply up.
So choice cutout was actually up $22 for the week, so $2.38.69. Select cutout was up just under $20 for the week, $2.13 and change. Tuesday and Wednesday in particular were the largest daily changes that we've had on the cutout, largest increases on record since 2000 when mandatory price reporting data began. So the way I've been describing this is when you have a major event like we had in Holcomb, is the processing capacity in the industry was shrunk. The ability to handle cattle compared to the day before that event was reduced, and that's going to increase the cost of operating and processing cattle. What does that do towards cattle prices? That, in econ jargon, is it decreases the derived demand for fed cattle. And that's how you see the pushback on fed cattle prices and subsequently feeder cattle prices. That in itself wasn't surprising. I think many analysts would have seen something similar to what occurred this week there. What I think was a little more surprising when you look back on the week was the magnitude of the cutout price increase. The cutout was up about 9% for the week, and the cattle prices declined about 5%, depending on exactly which weight class we look at. So the fact that the cutout rallied much more than cattle were depressed wasn't really being predicted by many folks, myself included. I was discussing why it would go up, but I didn't anticipate that much up. First and foremost, there's some indirect evidence that buyers of beef, so those that were buying from packers and processors in this case, may not have had lots of stocks lined up. So they were a little bit shorthanded and concerned that now the ability to produce beef took a hit. To the extent there was beef on the ground that had impact, you know, there was impact in the event itself, that was a reduction in supplies. And in aggregate, USDA puts out the cold storage report that I talk about fairly often when we're on here. And the most recent was for July. So July beef cold storage numbers were below 400 million pounds. And I'm noting that because that is the lowest we've had since October of 2014. And we've added notable number of animals and therefore beef pounds to the production system since October of 2014. So if you do that on any kind of, you know, relative measure to what we're producing, the stocks number was fairly low. So if you have a low amount of beef in the cold storage system and then you have a production hit like we had, it's not surprising that you have a upward run in cutout prices. Now, the fact that that was higher than the depression on cattle prices wasn't expected. That's why I'm going through this. The good news in that is that run up in cutout prices would not occur to that magnitude unless there was a desire for those pounds and demand was pretty good going the other way, at least in the eyes of market traders, or they're concerned about not having product to move and so forth. So potentially there's still some good characteristics about demand in the marketplace that might help us, I don't know if I want to use the term reverse, but at least stabilize the cattle prices and maybe eventually pull us back up.
Dr. Tonger says that when we circle back around to the event that caused all this riling up of the cattle markets, lower cattle prices but higher wholesale box beef prices, the fire at the Tyson plant in western Kansas, still no answers and no timeline really out there.
We're now 10 days after the event itself, and of course there's lots of media discussion on this, and the only thing that I've seen both officially and unofficially on the topic, is it will be months, not weeks, is the phrase that's floating around the media. And all that alludes to is it's not going to be a easy rebuild. The fact that it's not years is good, and there's still a commitment in the public by Tyson to rebuild. Anecdotally, the gross margin for a packer this past week improved notably. So fed cattle prices declined, cutout prices went up. That is going to give an incentive for all parties that are able to help absorb in the short term, but it's also going to give an incentive to rerun that plant, most likely, unless something drastically changes. So that gives me some optimism that it in fact will be rebuilt and put back to work here in Kansas. For our Kansas listeners, that's a really good thing if that develops, but months, not weeks.
Kansas State Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, it's the 35th Annual Ranch Rodeo, hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Come see cowboys from 12 historic Oklahoma ranches compete for bragging rights in 5 events, all in support of the Children's Hospital Foundation. The games begin at 7 p.m., but get there early to shop the trade show or hang out all day Saturday for the Ranch Horse Competition and Kids Dummy Roping. Reserve your tickets today at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE. That's 800-595-RIDE.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.